And with us in the studio this morning is Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Same to you. Thank you.
Let's hope it is.
Yes, yes. Okay. So far, so good.
That's good. That's good news. I asked you to come in today because there's been so much talk about changing the country's gun laws, and I thought maybe it'd be a good idea if we got a local perspective on that. First of all, are there many requests to carry?
We do get our, once there's a class that goes on locally, we'll kind of get a little influx, 10 to 15 requests. But I would say there's nothing out of the ordinary. And I know since Sandy Hook and then since the president indicated that there's going to be some changes to the gun laws nationally, that there's been an influx of permits to carry in some agencies. But I can't say we've seen that here. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that increase at all. So it's around... Oh boy, I'm shooting from the hip here a little bit. Bad words there, but 250 to 300 permits, I think, over the last few years. But I'm not real positive on that. We can go on the internet and figure it out. But
now these usually, as you indicated, follow some kind of classes or training.
If there's a class up here, I don't know how frequently they are, but they have a class up here. We'll get a lot of applications. And we'll get several applications for permits to carry, and then some of those are also renewals as people come up on their 5-year.
It's a 5-year
length. It's a 5-year permit. Yeah.
Any of them ever denied that you know of?
We have denied a couple of them. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, does that mean a background check?
A couple of them have been background checks, and where they had a mental health hold at some point in time, were committed for mental health reasons, maybe. Back in the 90s, and then another permit was denied because of some local history here, and I denied it, and the person had the opportunity to appeal it, but elected not to.
So you and your department know who has the permits and who doesn't?
Correct.
You sign off on it?
Yep.
We have seen gun sales on internet. And I understand that's legal.
That is legal. You see it on Boreal, people selling guns, whether it be handguns and or long guns, and that is legal for a private citizen to sell a handgun or a gun to another private citizen.
So it's not, there's no background checks, no nothing.
That's correct.
I know that a lot of people, and in fact, I just spoke last week with Senator Al Franken. He was up in Eagan talking to schools about the school safety. How do you feel about our situation here in terms of school safety? Do we have everything in place we need to be reasonably sure, understanding you can't be 100% sure?
I mean, I think we do, and I think the key is for all of our schools is to have their safety plans and then to practice those safety plans and practice with what they've got. And I think once they do drills and practice with those plans, they'll see where maybe some of the loopholes are, and I can think of ISD 166 over the years that they've have locked numerous doors that were unlocked in the past and have kind of basically got one entry. I think that certainly is key. I think it'd be great if we could have a school resource officer, but that's an expensive proposition. And when you've got not just ISD 166, you've got Great Expectations, you got Birch Grove, you got Grand Portage, and can all those schools afford a school resource officer? It's a lot of money, and it would be great to have that. But that's an expensive proposition. And I think the other key thing is reporting something. If you hear something, you're uneasy about it, just to report it. You hear so many times where we've had these school violence in other communities where people hear something, or maybe there was some talk and some chatter, and nothing got reported, and then something bad happened. And so I think that's probably one of the biggest prevention measures is reporting. If you hear something suspicious, if we can always discount it. I'd rather discount it. If it's just a rumor, it's a rumor. But to report something that you feel uneasy about.
There have been a number of proposals, and I'm pretty sure one of them is going to be introduced in the legislature from Representative Cornish about arming teachers, or even having, as the National Rifle Association said, putting armed officers in schools.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, having a school resource officer, same thing, having, somebody armed. And, a lot of your bigger school districts, they can certainly afford it. But if you wanted to hire a armed school resource officer here in Cook County, You know, you're talking probably $75,000-$80,000, and that's, you know, including benefits, maybe, mm-hmm. you know, so up in that range, and that's just, that would just be an entry-level officer. So that's a lot of money.
What about the idea of arming classroom teachers?
Well, you know, I guess I'll certainly leave that up to legislatures to decide that, and the school board, if they do pass something like that, whether or not they want to allow their teachers to be armed. We in law enforcement, we have a lot of training regarding firearms, and one of that is weapon retention. You know, even law enforcement officers lose their weapons and have been shot with their own weapons, and we have the training. And so that'd be one of my biggest concerns, is the weapons retention. And then you get a law enforcement officer that shows up on a scene that involving a shooting. Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy?
So how do you feel, generally speaking, about the safety in the community?
You know, we've had a couple shootings up here in the last three, 4 years, you know, back in May of 2009 with Quincy Peterson, and then, you know, the courthouse shooting we've had. But you know, I think generally speaking, our community is a pretty safe community, and I think people are pretty good about reporting stuff that they see that's suspicious, or they hear something that's suspicious. And I think the law enforcement community and the community as a whole work well together. Can it always be improved? Absolutely. But I think, you know, up here in Cook County, I think we can feel that we're generally a pretty safe community.
Okay. We've been speaking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk about gun legislation and gun safety, and particularly school safety. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.